views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Charlene Hess Show, living on your heart's edge on TransformationTalkRadio.com. In each episode, Charlene empowers you to shed the layers of your ego that hold you back and to connect more deeply to your true self. You will hear real, raw, and inspiring stories of people just like you who are letting go of fear to follow their heart's calling. Finally, the inspiration you've been waiting for to step out of fear and into your knowing. Get ready to feel empowered to live from your heart and follow that dream inside of you. Discover how to live on your heart's edge. The world is waiting for you to shine your light and share your gift. Now here's your host.
And welcome to Living on Your Heart's Edge with Charlene Hess. I am really excited to be here today. It's interesting. I'm realizing it has only been a month since I did my last radio show, and it feels like it's been a year. So much has happened for me in the last month. My last show that I had on, we were able to feature Seja Day and Mark Fleeg as we were sharing about living on your heart's edge while traveling. And I got so much feedback from that. People were so inspired to change the way that they travel. And you can go back and listen to that past show at transformationtalkradio.com on my host profile. You can also go to my website, charlenehess.com, under media, and you can listen to all of the past shows. So I was inspired by that show about traveling, and I decided to take a trip, and I took a solo road trip, and I took a lot of Mark and Seja's advice that they gave on the last show, and I just sort of winged it. And it was a really fun experience to get in my car. I drove 4,300 miles in 3 weeks. I went to Mount Shasta and Joshua Tree and the Grand Canyon and Sedona, and it was absolutely amazing. And one of the really fun parts about my trip was the trip was ended. The last week of my trip, I went to an amazing workshop called the Dream Big Event with Amy Yamada. And it was an opportunity to help get clear on your message. To get create your clear, you know, what is it that you're doing in the world? How can you create your message, get it out there so people can understand more clearly what it is that you do? And that's something that I have been working on. And so it was this perfect synchronicity of the event being right when I was going to be in that part of the country on my road trip. This event came up, and so many synchronistic events happened for me to be able to attend this amazing 3-day, like 10-hour-a-day workshop. And in that workshop, I was able to meet so many amazing people that just inspired me. It was filled with authors and web designers and life coaches and workshop facilitators and entrepreneurs from all over the world. And I was in the room surrounded by so much amazing energy, so many amazing women and men. And I had the opportunity to meet several of them and get to know a little bit about their stories of how did they become an entrepreneur. And I came up with the idea that for this next show, today's show, I want it to be on living on your heart's edge in relationship to your work and your career and your job. And that is a really touchy subject because it's all wrapped around what you do for a living and how you make money. And we have a lot of baggage around money. I don't know very many people that don't have some form of baggage around how they make money and how they are showing up in the world to be able to receive the money that they make. And so when you start talking about, you know, kind of ruffling some feathers, and when I say, listen to your heart, and if your heart is calling you to leave your secure corporate job and start something brand new that's completely unsecure and unknown and unstable, but you still have that yearning in your heart that says, but there's got to be something different. You know, I can't just keep doing this day in and day out because it feels like it's sucking the life out of you. Then it's time to make a shift and it's time to make a change. And I can tell you that all day long. I'm in a different situation in that I love my job. I love being a hairdresser. And so as I'm starting my new career of being a life coach, a transformation coach, as I'm work as a workshop facilitator, as a speaker and motivator, it's a different scenario for me because I'm trying to figure out how can I do all of it and keep doing all of it. But I know that there's a lot of people out there who are not satisfied and they're not fulfilled in their job. And that may be you. Maybe you're in a job where you just aren't feeling fulfilled and you're not feeling like you're able to express your creative self and you're not feeling met. And I just wanted to bring on this amazing woman that I met at the Dream Big event. Her name is Jenna Lear from Blue Louie Studios. And we met at the event and she got up and she spoke and was sharing about something about how she is a brand designer and strategist. And people got up and they were able to talk about, you know, ask Amy Yamada a question about building your business and your event and sharing experiences that you had. And she shared this really great experience that touched me. We were talking about how so many people want to DIY, right? Do it yourself. And she was talking about her experience of having somebody who were like, oh, thank you. I like what you do, but I'm just going to do it myself. And then turn around and came back and was like, okay, I surrender. I'm ready to hire you because I can't do it by myself. And as I was listening to a little bit about her story, I was like, I need to talk to her and ask her to be on the radio show. So I'm really excited to introduce all of you to Jenna Lear of Blue Louie Studios. Welcome on, Jenna.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, I am. I was just sharing a little bit about how when we first met, and first of all, you're from Ohio. Which yeah. I'm a former Ohio girl too. So that was like an instant, whoa, we're from the same, we get it.
Yeah.
We know the Ohio language, the Ohio world.
Yeah.
And then just as you started to share a little bit about your story of how you became an entrepreneur, I was so inspired. And so thank you so much for coming on the show. And I can't wait for our listeners to hear a little bit about you. So can you start with just telling us a little bit about who you are? What do you do in the world?
Yeah. So, hey everyone. Of course, my name's Jenna. And I'm like Charlene said, I'm a brand designer and strategist. And a lot of what I do, if you're not familiar with what that is, my background's in graphic design. But when I started my business, I actually focused in on branding. And so I help transform brands, bringing that big vision to life out of your head and really into the world.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what your world was like when you were working in your corporate job. You had your corporate job, secure paycheck, but.
Yeah. It's kind of funny because you think you're so secure and in this like, you know, safe bubble, if you will. And I kind of was always that anxious soul that was always like, is there something else I could be doing with my time? Like, yeah, I go to work all day, but then what? Right? Like, what do I do with that extra time? Because I felt like there was something I could be doing. And so I ultimately ended up freelancing. And so my days would look like corporate work and then my nights would look like freelancing. And I always kind of had that, that piece that was like, there's probably a void to fill here. So I just couldn't quite land on it when I was in the thick of it, if that makes sense.
Sure. Sure. So what was your, corporate job? What is it that you were doing?
Yeah. So it kind of ranged. I two main corporate positions to kind of sum it up. And it ranged from marketing and advertising design to helping actually do things for apparel-based stuff. So long story short, I work for a company that really manufactured apparel for industry-based stuff, like electrical stuff, steel mills, really random. Okay. Kind of a random like way to niche to work in. And at that job, I helped in the marketing department, but also with logos and applications on clothing.
So you were able to still tap into your creative side, your creative self.
Yeah.
But that still wasn't enough.
Within very strict parameters, we'll say.
Okay, yeah. So you didn't have that creative freedom.
Right.
And so would you say that that was sort of something that was calling you to start working in the evenings, doing freelance work so that you could have more of that creative expression?
Absolutely. Something that, because I've always felt like I, more or less, I fell into design. Design picked me. And So to be in a job where it necessarily didn't feel aligned, I would come home and I would freelance so that I could, like you said, get that creative fulfillment of what my skill set is. So
I think that happens in a lot of people in a lot of jobs. And those of you that are listening out there, you may be able to relate to where you have a job in your field that fits the degree that you had. And you're kind of doing the thing that you were, you know, you set out to do, but the strict parameters around it changed the way that it was. I often hear people also talk about how they may like what they're doing, but they don't like doing it for somebody else.
Yeah.
They would rather do what they're doing for themselves, because I think the unspoken thing behind that is because you have a bigger vision of what it is that you want to do. And I know that I've seen so many people talk about that. And I've just listened to so many stories about people going, yeah, you know, I kind of like my job. And yeah, I'm doing the thing that I went to school to do. But gosh, there's this idea that I have that I would love to do this thing. And so often when you're working for somebody else or you're in a corporate situation, you don't have the opportunity to go to your boss and go, hey, I have this great idea that I want to build this thing.
Yeah.
And you start to feel stuck and you start to feel shut down. And I think that's when the walls start caving in. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really excited to hear when we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to be excited to hear kind of how you went from that freelance opening yourself up to how did you then shift to making the change of leaving that secure corporate job. Yeah. So thank you guys for listening. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Living on Your Heart's Edge, the Charlene Hess Show. We'll be back in just a minute.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty. Offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, give me the joy, make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me The Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Living on Your Heart's Edge, the Charlene Hess Show, and I'm here with Jenna Lear from Blue Louie Studios, and we are talking about listening to your heart's call when it's asking you to maybe shift what you're doing related to your job, your career, how you make money. Before we went on break, we were talking to Jenna, and she was sharing with us the feeling of being stuck in a job that is in your career and in your field and what you went to school for, but feeling like it's still kind of sucking the creativity and the life out of you, and listening to that heart's call that she was working her day job and then creating a night job just so that she could have that creative expression. So Jenna, welcome back. Thanks for being with us again. And as we go into this next segment, would you share with us how you went from kind of juggling both things to coming to that place where you realize, like, okay, something's got to give. I've got to make a shift. And you stepped into deciding to be an entrepreneur and creating your own business and what that was like for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy in a nutshell. So it's, I guess, kind of going along where we left off. It was one of those, I'll never forget that day really, where I was sitting in my cubicle and thinking, I probably got some crazy request, and I was like, I don't want to do this, right? And I was like, okay, you know what? I really never dreamed of like having my own business or being an entrepreneur specifically, but maybe I should look into going back to school for business. Maybe look at that. But a very honest and real conversation with myself, I haven't paid off the first set of loans, so how's the second set going to go, you know?
Right.
And so really, kind of when I started to, I guess, I didn't know it back then, but really had that mindset shift, I had this program kind of drop out of the sky. I was looking on one of the blogs that I had read semi-regularly called Design Sponge. And there was an ad on there for something called Boss School. And I was like, well, let me check this out. And it was an entrepreneurship program specifically for women. It was kind of like a 90-day program where you hit the ground running and you get all the tools you need and then, you know, fly, right? So I was like, well, this is way more affordable. And I really don't know what I'm saying yes to, but I know there has to be a shift. Mm-hmm. And I said yes, and kind of found the time, found the money, and the rest was history from there. That was like the absolute catalyst. I didn't know, I thought I was going in getting all the business stuff I need, right? And it ended up being a program that had a big self-development tie-in. Okay. And that was like, that was when stuff started to shift, because I was actually having that mirror held up to me, right? And being asked, what do you actually want, Jenna? Right? And then of course you just like break down. You're like, I don't know, something different.
Oh my God, I love that. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And that is that moment that happens to all of us in so many different areas in our life. It's like, okay, something's got to give. And I don't know what it is. And I think that's the thing that holds people back from taking the leap, from stepping off the edge, is I know something needs to be different, but I don't know what it is. Yeah. And so what do I do if I don't know what it is that's supposed to be different? I'm just going to keep doing the same thing. And I'll just continue to find other ways to have a fulfilling life, right? So I'll just go party on the weekends, or I'll go on vacations. And essentially, it's like just stuffing this feeling, this heart's call down. Just stuff it down, stuff it down. Don't listen, don't listen, don't listen. Because, well, if I don't know what it is, what am I supposed to do? Yeah. And so that actually brings me to my free giveaway today. So all you listeners, you guys have dual giveaways today. Lots of free stuff. So I am offering, if you're in that place where you're like, but I don't know what I want. And you're feeling that thing of like, God, I know something needs to be different, but I don't know what it is. How am I supposed to take a step, Charlene? How am I supposed to leap? Call me. I am offering free 30-minute consultations of helping you to get clear. I have a system set up that's specific questions to ask that help you to tune in and tap into that thing that seems so ambiguous, to help you get the clarity that you want to know what it is that you want to do. So if you want to take advantage of this free offer, then email me at heartsedge@charlenehess.com. That's charlenehess.com. And email me, Heart's Edge, name of the radio show, and tell me, you know, yes, I want my free 30-minute consultation, my free 30-minute session so I can help get clear so that I can do what Jenna did and leap and take that step. And it's scary, but it doesn't have to be grueling. It doesn't have to be awful. And then Jenna is giving away a free, tell us, Jenna.
Yeah. So yeah, it's kind of cool. You guys get double the impact today. So I'm giving away free 30-minute sessions as well, but I call them brand audits. And it's really coming from a place where maybe you made the leap or you're trying to make the leap and you wonder how your brand ties into that, right? And how you build that brand empire. And it's more than a logo, I'll say, and I'm sure we'll get to in the segment. So if you're interested in that, I'm offering that to the first 5 people who book with me. All you have to do is go to my website, which is www.blue, like the color, B-L-U-E, Louie, L-O-U-I, studio. studio.com. And then just scroll down to the bottom till you see the pink button, click there. And the first 5 that book with me will get that free brand audit.
Oh, it's awesome. If you're already in a place where you have taken that leap, or you are in that place where you're like, yes, I've done it. I know that I'm, or you're ready to take that leap. And you're like, how do I get my brand out there? How do I brand myself? How do I get my message out there? Mm-hmm. The other thing that's amazing about Jenna is she's also a strategist. So she's not just a brand designer. She's a strategist, which means she helps you. She does the same thing. She helps you ask those questions so that you can get clear to know what is your message, to know how to create your logo, how to create your brand. Mm-hmm. And so I'm actually working with Jenna because I need that done myself to help me figure out what my brand is. I've got like 6 and I just need one. And I'm in that process of getting clear. So whether you are at the very beginning and you're going, how do I figure out what I want to know what that leap is? Message me, set up a free 30-minute consultation. If you're already in the place where you're leaping or you've already taken the leap and now you're going, so how do I get my brand out there? Definitely go to Blue Louie Studios and click on that pink button so that you can schedule your session with Jenna.
Yeah.
So back to, I just got all excited and wanted to share about our giveaways because they're so great. But yeah. Let's go back to, okay, so here you are and you went through the self-development piece, I'm sure was huge. And when you, it's like you have that breaking point, that pain point where you go, no more. Mm-hmm. And so how did you approach leaving your secure job?
Yeah. So, well, let me say, just backing up just a little bit, and you had talked about this, I kind of not only was starting to make that shift and have that breaking point, right? But I didn't know much about energies or law of attraction or anything back then,
right?
Which tied into the self-development part that I got with this program, but I knew something was out of whack, right? And then when I actually made the leap, that's when I started to learn a lot about myself, right? And I had went through the program while still working my full-time job, obviously. I didn't like leap blindly. I guess, you know, going through the program, realizing, you know, having all these fears come up and having all these like doubts and walls and blocks come up, you get to the point where you just have to, if you're going to do this, do it, right? Commit to yourself and give yourself the permission. So, I have kind of a weird, I don't want to say I completely left my job because I didn't. Mm-hmm. What happened was I went into the office. This is the part you didn't get to hear, Charlene. I went into the office and I said, okay, you have me working literally 2 departments because how design spans across the marketing and the other piece. This is what I want. And here's how I want to switch my job or kind of define the parameters. And they were like, okay, thank you. But no, so you can go now. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Guess I'm leaping now into my business, right?
Yes.
And I'm so grateful for my skill set because it allows me to be able to freelance. And so I was able to kind of pick up the pieces and freelance while I still built Blue Louie Studio. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. I was talking to my amazing dear friend, and she was sharing with me a similar story about how she manifested leaving her job by getting fired.
Yeah.
And that to me is the same thing as quitting. When you're in that place where you're like, I can't do this anymore, the universe is listening.
Yeah.
And sometimes if we're too afraid to take the leap, then we manifest a way to make the leap happen. And I truly believe that 100%. You weren't blindsided.
Mm-hmm.
In your mind, you were like, I can't do this anymore.
Right.
And I think that, you know, that's another thing that I did, you know, another thing that I want to point out to those of you who are listening and you're in this place and learning to be an advocate for yourself and asking and stepping up and asking for what it is that you want, of how to manifest what it is that you want in your job, how you want to change the way that your job is so that it can be a better fit for you. So maybe you're not being called to start your own business. Maybe you're not being called to leave your job, but maybe you are being called to change up the way that your job is being done. Maybe it is asking, hey, this is something that I want to do. I'm actually working with one of my life coaching clients where she's in the process of creating her dream job while staying at the job she's at, just by learning to be an advocate for herself and speaking up. And so sometimes if it is the right timing, like it was for you, Jenna, where when you do that, you say, okay, this is how I want the job to go. This is what I need. And they go, oh, well, then goodbye. Then absolutely perfect, because it meant that you were ready to take the next step. And so that isn't necessarily always the way that it's going to happen. Sometimes you may be able to, and I've heard many stories, and my current coaching client that I'm working with, that's exactly what happened. She went into the office. She said, this is what I need. And she was terrified and she thought, oh no, they're going to fire me. But, and she wasn't creating something else on the side. She was just trying to say, I want to feel more present in my job where I am shining my light, where I get to do and be me versus try to be a clone in your business, in your company. Mm-hmm. And they were like, awesome. Yes, that's great. I can totally see you in that role and doing that. So regardless of what it is, that you're needing, that your heart is calling you for, whether it's speaking up in your current job, changing up the current job that you have so that it's more fun and playful and enjoyable, or whether it's taking the leap to leave your job and start your own business. So Jenna, when we come back from break, I am really excited for you to tell everyone what it is that you do at Blue Louie Studio and how it's been able to shift and transform your life being an entrepreneur. So thanks for listening. You're listening to The Charlene Hess Show, and we'll be right back.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, "give me the joy," make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
And welcome back. You are listening to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge. And I'm here today with Jenna Lear of Blue Louis Studios. And we are talking about taking that leap to create the job of your dreams. And so before we left on break, we were talking a little bit about the experience of Jenna leaving her job and deciding to do her own thing. And so starting as a freelance designer, Jenna, can you share with us a little bit about what it was like when you did that? You said, okay, you left your job, you set your parameters. They said no. And you were like, okay, here I am. Time to leap, take the step. And now I'm creating my own thing. What did you do?
Yeah. Like going back to that space, where you just are like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm just trying to do the best I could do. So I think I ultimately tried to really utilize my resources. I know that I wanted to build my business digitally and online versus more like the in-person traditional community approach. Okay. And so I was online all the time. I was online and I really just was connecting, networking online. But the reality of it was, there just were things that were in place from a mindset issue, from an experience issue, from all these different things that happen when you're a business owner that I just wasn't putting in place. And so I kind of found it was in a yo-yo phase, right? Where things would go really great. And then I would bounce back and there'd be no money. Right. And regardless, rent's due the next month. And so I have to find myself in freelance positions, semi-permanent positions, bridge jobs. It's been a journey to really like break away from that and all the fear that comes with it too. So kind of in a nutshell, that's how I'm explaining it is kind of how it was just kind of like thrown at me.
Got you.
Yeah.
So it is really scary to start something new. It really is. And did you have support? Was your family supportive? Were you in a position that you had support from the outside?
So I'll say this. No support from family. They didn't understand what I was doing. You probably can relate to this in terms of geography. I'm from Ohio. It's more like a blue collar, you work hard every day, you go get up and go to your job, and there's pride in that and that kind of mindset. So to say, okay, I'm going to start my business online and be an entrepreneur, like they're like, what are you speaking Chinese or something? Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Go get a job, Jenna. And it was like, okay, but I'm trying to build this thing. So there wasn't a lot of family support. And I will say that that's the number one thing you should definitely get around you, because what I cherished so much from this program I was in with all these other women in the same space was I formed a lot of really tight bonds with some really great women who are building empires themselves. And we really leaned on each other. And it's been such a journey to not only be able to help each other's businesses and be there just to lean on each other, but also form friendships too. And so they really became my rock. They were like my sister circle in this. Like, you're not crazy. We get what you're doing.
Right.
And so that's kind of what got me through, to be honest. Yeah.
Yes. Oh gosh. I'm glad that you touched on that, because that is a really important piece.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, I was able to find that through my EOL community, the Kyle Cease work that I've been doing, the Evolving Out Loud.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about, you know, it's like you kind of have this whole language. And so he talks about, you know, taking a leap, right? Mm-hmm. Take a leap. It's like, you know, on the outside world, those that are not in this community, it could sound like, what are you talking about? But just like, we have this own little language. And I really noticed that at the Dream Big event of the people that had gone to the Zoom event. Thank you.
Yeah.
The Zone event beforehand. I was like, the Zoom event. I'm like, no, that's not it. We're on the Zoom call.
Yeah.
The Zone event beforehand, all of Chanda's people and the people that are in that program and all of the people that are in Amy Yamada's program of creating a network of people get what you're doing.
Yes.
And support you. And you may feel like, but it should be my family, or it should be my partner, or it should be my spouse.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be. They may not be in a position to understand what it is that your heart is calling for. And so when you meet up against that resistance, when you say, I have this thing and I want to do this thing, and you get this message back of going, what are you doing? Go get a real job.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really easy to go, yeah, you're right, especially when it comes from family.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it comes from family. What do you mean you're going to do something new? You should pay off your student loans first. What about the job that you're already in? And it's so important to stay connected to yourself, to stay connected to your vision. And for me, the way that I do that and the way that I help other people do that is through meditation. To spend time every day in meditation, listening to that voice that we normally quiet down in our daily life that's saying, but there's something else. There's something more. Mm-hmm. And staying connected to that, so that when you do meet that resistance, when somebody says, hey, you're crazy, you can go, but I know I'm not. And then creating a community. And I love how Amy Yamada has done that, and how Shonda has done that, and how Kyle Cease has done that, of creating this online community. So if it's something that you're wanting to do, it's out there, regardless of what your field is. Thank you, world of, you know, internet, because we can connect all the time. And so it's awesome that you had that in your circumstance as well. And so you had that support.
Yeah.
And continue to tell us more.
Yeah. Yeah. I like to say I found it, right? Like I found it. And I think what happened along my journey in that initial leaving my job, taking the actual leap, and then what happened along the way, lack of support from family who we always hope is always going to have our backs, right? Mm-hmm. And really learning that they are supporting from the way they can from afar.
Right.
Being okay with that and really getting to a place where I always like to say, and I want to jump to this, is our greatest superpower as entrepreneurs is being able to pivot. It really is. And so there's so many blocks that happened along my journey to what's got me to here, but I didn't give up, and I just constantly pivoted. And I held that space for, this is what I'm doing, and it may not look that great right now, and I may not have it figured out right now, but I'm not giving up. I can't. This is a bigger calling for me, and it was more than just wanting more. It was being called to do more and make a bigger impact. And so I've had to honor that along the way, where sacrifices and, you know, not having what you need sometimes are a real thing, you know, and I just had to hold space for it, had to hold space for the vision and keep moving forward. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that just gives me goosebumps. That is so profound. I know exactly what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
Holding space for it, holding space for everything that comes up, and knowing how to pivot. I think that's definitely it. You come up against a wall, And that's like, that's a great piece. I like that because, you know, they say you can climb under it, you can go over it, you can go around it. Mm-hmm. And I love the idea of, or just pivot, yeah. Right? Pivot and go, oh, okay. So this wall is impermeable. Let's go this direction. And oh, look, I found this whole other way, this whole other thing. Mm-hmm. And it's the whole thing that came up. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So again, I want to tell our listeners our free giveaways. I am giving a free 30-minute coaching call. Mm-hmm. You can email me at heartsedge at charlenehess.com. And if you email me and you put in there free coaching call, I'm going to give free 30-minute coaching calls to help you get clear on what it is that you want. To help you get clear on where it is that your heart may be calling you to move into a different direction. And Jenna, she is going to be giving
a free brand audit. Yeah. For anyone who's actually taken that leap and is wondering how your brand can show up and you can make the impact you want with the brand that you're building, I will give the first 5 people who book with me a free brand audit. So just go to Blue, B-L-U-E, Louie, L-O-U-I, Studio, S-T-U-D-I-O.com. BlueLouieStudio.com and scroll so you still see the pink button at the bottom and click there and book with me.
Awesome. Wonderful. Yeah. Great. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Machanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Welcome back to the Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, where we talk about taking leaps of faith. to step out of your fear and into your knowing, to listen to what is it that your heart is calling you to do. And today we're talking about stepping out of fear and into your knowing around your job, around your career, about how to create your dream job. And I'm here with Jenna Lear from Blue Louie Studios, and we're talking about how she did exactly that, taking her leap. And before we left for break, actually while we were on break, we were talking about how important it is to have a support team, and what a difference it makes when you have somebody who understands what it is that you're doing and believes in you and can support you. And you're sharing with me how she has been able to join this big group and then have a little breakout mastermind group of women that support her and that she supports to be able to keep moving forward in your vision. And you know, something that you said, Jenna, before we went on break that really touched me was you were talking about how it is hard, but you had a vision, that it was more than just that you wanted to change your job, but you had a vision that you were connecting to, so that when things did get rough and you didn't have the money to pay rent and you didn't have the support from your family and you had people going, well, just go get a job, but you stayed true to it. Can you tell us about what that vision is and how what you're doing today in your work feeds that?
Yeah. So I always say, and I think I said this before, where I feel like design chose me. I didn't grow up always thinking like I'd be a graphic designer. Design really did choose me. I fell into it. And I think there's a reason. And I love what I do. I love what I do. I love what I'm able to create. And everything I've, even the jobs that have kind of sucked, everything that I've learned along the way in this field. But again, like holding that vision, like I want to make a bigger impact. I know that I was meant to do more with this skill set, and holding on to that and knowing that when I would go into my boss's office in corporate and ask, can I work on this? Can I work on that? And I'm told no. Well, that doesn't stop me. I'm going to go home and learn it, right? So that kind of fed to making sure I'm continuing to hold space for the bigger vision and prepare myself to do bigger and better work. So as I stepped into what's gotten me to where I am now, I, again, from that program, I was connected with a bunch of women and I realized this is what happens when women support each other. Wow, right? This is awesome. I'd never like had experienced that before. And I had found like where they were all creating businesses and how could I help? How could I be of service? Branding chose me once again. This was something that I never planned on, but it happened and it clicked and it aligned. And I started working with the women in the program and it was so grateful because they knew me, right? And I was able to help them create their brand and how it empowered them to really step out with a whole new like feeling of confidence, because not only do they know how they want to show up and impact their clients, but they're able to like visually attract the clients that they can impact, right? So there's like a difference, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so, yeah, that's kind of led me to where I am now and how I've gotten here. It's really knowing that I knew I wanted to make a bigger impact. I was floored when I realized how women can support each other and like what that looks like. And it's just pure magic. And then kind of realizing in the business realm, which is where I absolutely love to be aside from design, that that branding, it has power, and that I have the skill set to be able to help people step into that power, and being able to do that along the way for the last 3 years now, which is technically when I started my business 3 years ago, has just been massive for me to be able to do that, but also see what kind of impact it makes for my clients. And then of course I get to take the fun and fuzzy feelings with me too, right? Like that's payment too.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
Yeah.
So I had a great experience when you and I sort of did our consultation call and we talked about how you can help me work with my branding and my redesign of my website and doing that. So again, Jenny, can you tell us, how can people get a hold of you? How can people see your portfolio? How can people see what it is that you do?
Yeah. So the easiest way is my website. Again, that's bluelouisstudio.com. I'm sure you'll find it in all the show notes as well. But on there is where I'm connected. You can find me on social. So Facebook/BlueLouisStudio, Instagram, which has some great visuals since what I do is so visual, /BlueLouisStudio, but there's an S on the IG. You'll find that again on my website. And then you can see updated work actually on my website too. So just go to the website and you can find everything there and stay connected with me via social there. And of course, email me through there as well.
Wonderful. That's great. Yeah. I think that having your presence of your brand, of what you say and how you say it, I'm a very visual person too. As a hairdresser, it's like I help people make the statement that they want to make when they present themselves to the world with the way that they have their hair, the way that they wear their hair, the way that they walk. And sometimes it's not so much it's because their haircut says something, but it's that their haircut fits them so well that they walk with confidence. They have this confidence that they step out into the world and they're like, this is who I am. I feel good about myself. I feel confident and they're able to carry themselves. And so I think that when you have that with your brand, with your business, with your logo that says, this is who I am, I can do it confidently. And I think that that is a huge, very important piece. And I've seen so many logos and websites where they just don't say anything. And I go, I don't really even know what that means, that it can just get passed by. So I think it is really important to work with a professional when you are in that place. So definitely go to BlueLouisStudio.com and check out Jenna and her work. And so as we're getting ready to wrap up here, I do want to let you guys know I have exciting news. I am going to be doing the radio show on the first and third Friday of every month. I've decided that this is so much freaking fun. And there's so many people whose stories that I want to share that are living on their heart's edge that I've picked up another day a month so that I can do twice a month. Inspire all of you to hear amazing stories like Jenna, like we heard with Mark and Seja Day, and like we heard with Michael and Christy on the first show, that all of these stories, the reason I'm doing this is so that I want to help you to feel inspired to do that thing, whatever it is, to listen to your heart, to take time to stop and meditate every day so that you can connect to that calling that's in your heart for whatever it may be, to do an internal investigation and learn to become self-aware, and most importantly, play. To go out and play and interact in a playful, fun way, reconnecting to your inner child. That's how you're going to change your world, and that's how you're going to live your calling. So I'm here to help you do that. So message me at heartsedge@charlenehess.com. And you can listen to any of my past radio shows. You can go to my YouTube channel. You can find me on Facebook, just Charlene Hess. And you can also go to my website, charlenehess.com. Listen to any of the media. You can follow my 90-day journey of a video a day for 90 days and my Evolving Out Loud journey. And just anything that I can do to help you connect to you, please reach out. So thank you so much, Jenna, for being here. Thank you for inspiring us with your awesome story. I'm excited to work with you in the future. And I hope all of you guys have an amazing weekend. And remember to keep living on your heart's edge. You've been listening to The Charlene Hess Show. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge with your host, Charlene Hess. Tune in every third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Charlene empowers you to shed the layers of your ego and to connect to your heart so that you can live your calling and shine your unique divine light. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit CharleneHess.com. That's C-H-A-R-L-E-E-N-H-E-S-S.com. See you next time.